The Philippine military this month announced that it had killed two leaders of Abu Sayyaf, the most violent Islamic militant group in the country. Karen Hughes, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs, congratulated the military for its campaign, saying it makes the world a safer place.
The Philippine Armed Forces are very brave. They are on the front lines. They are sacrificing to protect not only the citizens of the Philippines, but also Americans and people around the world who are interested in peace and stability and in confronting the international threat that terrorism is. And so I congratulate the Philippine Armed Forces for their great successes.
Hughes spoke to reporters at an American military cemetery in Manila. On Thursday, she visited the southern island of Jolo, where the Philippine military is waging its battle against Abu Sayyaf. The group has been blamed for numerous bloody attacks in the Philippines, including the bombing of a ferry in 2004 that killed more than 100 people. The U.S. military is advising the Philippines in the offensive on Jolo. With U.S. aid agencies, it is also involved in civilian works to improve the lives of impoverished people in the area. Hughes says the war for hearts and minds is as important as military action in combating terror.
We're really investing in people, in people's lives, in providing educational opportunity for young people through computers in the classrooms, through sewing machines in the classrooms, through healthcare clinics. And by investing in the lives of people, building a road that will help people bring their goods to market and therefore help people become more prosperous. So we're really investing here in peace and prosperity, in the kind of peaceful development that will in the long run be necessary to sustain the progress against terrorism.
The Philippines is a long-standing U.S. ally. Next month, the two nations begin large-scale military exercises involving as many as 5,000 U.S. troops. Hughes also stated her belief that it is important for China to continue to open up and be more transparent as it develops economically. She had arrived in the Philippines after a tour through China and Hong Kong. Hughes returns to the United States this weekend. Douglas Maxion for VOA News, Manila.